Arnold Palmer Cup takes place in Tralee Golf Links today, and it's returning apparently to its spiritual home. 1,000 people a day expected. The weather is going to be absolutely fantastic for this major event. To explain more and talk more, we've got Maurice O'Mara of Tralee Golf Club. Maurice, good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry. Great to talk to you today.
Listen, I know you're pretty busy, so thanks so much for talking to us. For people who don't know or aren't aware, tell us about this competition and why it's such a big deal that it's coming to Tralee.
So this is the 30th staging of the Arnold Palmer Cup, and it's the first time here at Tralee Golf Links where we have hosted an international event that's going to be televised. And I suppose having been the first Arnold Palmer course that was designed here in Europe back in the 80s, the synergy with the Palmer Foundation and the Palmer Cup is very appropriate for us to host this event. It's a huge undertaking by us, and we're really excited. Play started this morning at 8:30, and I'm looking out the window here and looking at all the crowds coming in and watching the golf and the live scoring, and the excitement is building for us here at the club.
Yeah, so the event uses a Ryder Cup-style format. The top 8 college players in the United States against their counterparts from Great Britain and Ireland.
It's actually, so it's an international team versus their counterparts in the US States. It's basically a collegiate Ryder Cup, but there's actually 24 players on each team, and it's the most unique tournament of its kind. There's 12 men and 12 ladies on each team, and 12 men and ladies on the international team as well. And it's the only event of that nature in the world. And I suppose the seminal moment is that previous players have been John Rahm, Colin Morikawa, Scottie Scheffler, Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, and they played in the Palmer Cup a number of years ago, and they're now playing on the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour, and other tours around the world. And we're seeing history in front of us here today, and the future superstars of the sport. So it's really exciting. We don't know who they are yet, but in a few years, we'll very much know who they are.
Yeah, and it's being streamed on the Golf Channel, is that right?
It is indeed. There's 17 hours of live coverage. The stream starts at 12 o'clock our time. And to view that, you can log on to the Arnold Palmer, www.arnoldpalmercup.com, and you'll see a button where you press click here for live coverage. And I'm actually looking at the live scoring at the moment, and the international team are up in 3 matches, and USA are up in 3 matches, and they're tied in 3. So it's all very tight at the moment.
So that's effectively how you can watch and how you can play, and it looks absolutely fantastic. Imagine with the sun shining this morning, it must look glorious and bring it to a worldwide audience. Truly,
it looks amazing. And last night when we had our opening ceremony at 5:30, a comment was made to me: Are we in the Bahamas? Because the sun literally just came out, and we had drone footage and all sorts of things, and the opening ceremony was really well attended and it was fantastic. But it's important to note that we want to encourage all the local people, the local golfers from far and wide, to hopefully attend. Entry is free. Tomorrow the gates open at 7 o'clock and play starts at 7:30. Tomorrow the first matches are foursomes, straight foursomes, at 7:30, and then mixed foursomes from 1 o'clock. And as I mentioned, the gates open at 7 o'clock. We've plenty of parking. It's free in, and it's going to be really a kind of a festive atmosphere. We hope a bit of fun, good weather, lots of good golf. And then on Sunday we have 24 singles matches, and they start from 7:30 to 9:20.
Yeah, that's absolutely brilliant. Well, listen, Maurice, good luck with it. It should be a great weekend of competition and golf, and a great showcase for Tralee Golf Links as well. Well done on all the organisation. Hopefully it goes well for you.
Thanks very much, Jerry. Great to talk to you this morning.
Great stuff. Maurice O'Mara there from Tralee Golf Links, a beautiful course designed by Arnold Palmer.